Man, it's been a long, long, long time since I've done a podcast. If any of you are out there unaware of what I'm doing, this is the Diluted and Dazed podcast. This is number 10. I haven't done it in shit. I don't know how damn long. It's been more than a couple months. But decided that I need to bring this back up. I need to get it back up and started. Do my thing. Let you guys know that, you know, everything's going all right. What you just heard on the intro is actually, I mean, you'll recognize the song. It's, you know, by the Animals. That's the band. And it's House of the Rising Sun. Actually, not a lot of people actually know it's by a group called the Animals, but everybody knows the song, House of the Rising Sun. But this right here on the intro that I got for this podcast, number 10, is actually a remix made by a DJ producer named Mad Rod. And that is spelled M-A-D-D-R-O-D. Capital M, capital R, of course. But if you are wanting to hear the full thing, which I will have the full thing playing at the end of the podcast. But if you want to go and acquire a free download, because that's how I got it, you can go to soundcloud.com/MADDROD. That is soundcloud.com/MADDROD. That's soundcloud.com/MADROD. You'll be able to find it on there. He's got a lot of good stuff on there, a lot of remixes and a lot of things he's done on there. I just recently found him, honestly, just by Google searching. So, you know, that's always a wonder. It's always a good tool to have. When you're out and about and you need to look something up, Google's the way to go. But like I said, House of the Rising Sun remix by Mad Rod. You can find it online, soundcloud.com/MadRod. But all right, but let's get this started. Oh man, like I said, it has been a while since I've done a podcast. Obviously I'm just doing an audio podcast because I figured if it's just me, you don't need any video. If it's just me, you just need audio. Also, I just recently fucking shaved my beard off, and I really don't want any of you to see what I look like, even though a lot of people have. But just figured I'd do an audio one because, if you know, it's me, so it doesn't matter. But want to catch you guys up on some things that the people who do listen to this and people who do support the things that I do right now. I just recently did a venture. Started up a karaoke venture. It went all right. Had a couple people singing. I did most of the fucking singing. But nonetheless, it was a good time. Buddy of mine showed up, sang some songs. His wife, who is a really good singer, sang some songs. Had a guy who was not so good. I mean, I take that back. I mean, I don't want to say not so good, but, you know, I was still glad to have him up. And he even said he wasn't good, of course, you know, so I recognize that. And, like, I'm not saying that I'm good because I'm fucking not. I got a raspy, gravelly fucking voice when I sing, but other than that, it was still a good time. But I hope to start it up, do more karaoke, you know, at different places and see where that goes. But also, since the last time I've done, or the last podcast that I did, I have moved. I don't live in Mount Sterling anymore. I don't live in town anymore. I live out in the country, pretty much. I live in Kellerville now. Which is one of the main reasons why I'm doing an audio podcast, because I'm not broadcasting live, because live out in the country, so I gotta use satellite internet, so it's not really the greatest when wanting to live stream anything. So there's a huge delay. It fluctuates very much. But like I said, moved. I like it out here. One of the main reasons why I moved out here was my landlord, to make a long story short, is my bass player in the band that I'm in now. And to tell you that story, I moved out here before I got into a band. I moved out into this trailer, which I like it. I was raised in a fucking trailer, so I have nothing against living in a trailer whatsoever. And there was an addition outside that was turned into a studio by the bass player and two former band members of mine that I've played in bands with before. Well, they had another guitarist playing with them, and they have a lead singer. They were playing. I jammed with them once in the summer, last summer. And I just, at the time, of course, I wasn't living out here. I was living in Mount Sterling. I just didn't have the time to fucking do anything. So that fell through. To make a long story short, I moved out here. And at first, I was basically the fill-in guy. If somebody didn't show up to practice, I would just fill their spot, whether it be the drummer, Josh, the guitarist, Justin, Felix at the time, the guitarist, or Jordan, the singer, or Scott, the bass player. If one of them didn't show up, I'd fill in, play their part, because I already knew the songs. I already knew what they were doing. Felix, the second guitarist, decided wasn't for him, decided he wanted to leave the group, and like I said, long story short, I got asked to join, because all I have to do is walk out my front door, walk around the front, and there I am, walk into the studio. So making practice isn't a fucking big deal to me now. So, but yeah, I just recently joined the group. When I first joined, they were called Press Play, and honestly, I didn't dig the name. I didn't like the name. I thought it sounded generic, but it was whatever. It wasn't my group. It wasn't my band. I got asked to join them, so you got to stick with it. But eventually, it got to the point where it's like, man, we should change the name. So we fucking spent a while trying to come up with a name. Phone's blowing up because we got a group chat on Messenger. And just one of us fucking sending the group chat a random band name, you know, like my phone was always blowing up. But eventually we settled on the band name Alternative Minds, which I just recently created the Facebook page. You can go on Facebook, find us, Alternative Minds. The address would be, you know, the at symbol Alternative Minds Music. So I mean, you can find that. We don't have any content or anything on there. I mean, we got a couple logos that I put on there, but I just made it. We're in the process of recording some things, working on a set list to get out there and start playing live and whatnot, and I hope to do some podcasts with them. Like, if I get these guys to do podcasts with me, then that will be video, not just audio, because, you know, there's more people than just me, so might as well fucking video. But yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing, just working with these guys, trying to get a karaoke thing up and going. I haven't been doing acoustic shows. Decided to put that on the back burner. Decided to kind of, well, basically put that in hiatus because I'm not really into it anymore. I'm not into the country shit anymore at the moment, because, you know, since joining the rock band, or this rock band, Alternative Minds, just been trying to write for those guys. But other than that, I've just been doing that, living out here. see my son every once in a while, not as much as I want to see him, but, you know, that life sucks because I don't, I don't want to get into that, but that, and I work fucking all the time. I originally didn't plan this podcast. It was kind of a spur of the moment. I was just fucking playing this game I downloaded on the PS4 network called Mafia 3. I've been playing the shit out of that. You know, I'm not much of a gamer, but I like to play video games. I was playing that, and that's actually what, and I heard House of the Rising Sun on that game. And for some reason, it just fucking clicked in my head. I was like, I gotta do a podcast for some fucking reason. So, went online, looked up a fucking remix, which, you know, I already said that, you know, what was it on the intro. You can find that. But, so that right there basically inspired me to get on here and do a fucking podcast. So, start it back up because I've been wanting to. I just don't have the motivation to do anything. Like, I've let myself go. Like, I recently shaved my beard off. Like, I had a massive fucking beard. And I just recently shaved it off. And, man, I look at my face and holy shit. I gained some fucking weight. Oh, my God. And, I mean, I also just recently found my YMCA badge, my ID card that you scan when you go in. I just recently found that, so I need to get my ass back to the gym because I need to get rid of this shit pronto. I mean, it doesn't help that I go to work and I sit on a machine all fucking night, and then I come home and I don't do shit on my days off except fucking drink and play music and fucking play video games, you know. Unless I have my boy, then I'm spending time with him. But I live a pretty normal life. I mean, normal to me, I mean, I guess, because when I look at other people, you know, they, to me, they live a fucking extravagant life, but, I just live out in the country, do my own thing. I don't really care what anyone thinks about what I do or what I am, but I do my own thing. That's what I mean. While the podcast was on a hiatus, I was in a relationship with this girl who started at the same place I work. You know, thought she was cool. We thought each other was cool. Hung out, started dating. One thing led to another. You know, we did it for a little bit. Then I'm not one that's good at relationships, like I said. So I I fucked up, honestly. Her birthday was on Thanksgiving, and the plan was to meet her the other side of her family, which already knew her mom and her stepdad because they work at the same place, which, fuck, we got along real well. I love them guys. I still do. They're awesome. Always giving each other shit all the time at work, but the plan was to meet her real dad and that side of her family. Well, got off work, you know, I work nights, or she works nights too, you know, and I don't know, I was fucking tired, overslept, she showed up, and we were already fucking late, showed up to my house, we were already late. And I was getting dressed, and it just popped in my head. And when something pops in my head, and you're not going to fucking change what I'm going to do. But long story short, I was like, I'm not comfortable. We're already late. I don't want to go. So made her cry, upset her. That was the beginning of pretty much... Yeah, the end of that relationship. I mean, and I like placing the blame on myself because it's that comfortable, because I know that I'm not, you know, I'm not great at relationships. Like I said, I suck at them. I like doing my own thing. I don't like answering to anybody unless they're paying me. But honestly, don't date somebody that you work with, because honestly, every time, every fucking shift, I would be going around, because I work in a warehouse, I'd be going around and I'd see her talking to other guys, and it would piss me off. I'm the jealous type. Like, I don't trust anybody. I really don't, because I've been fucked over so many goddamn times in my life that how do you expect me to trust anybody? Really? So, you know, and I would hold little grudges and whatnot, and it just didn't work. But that wasn't all me. I mean, I could have been assured that I had nothing to worry about. But then again, even if I was, there's always something in the back of my head. Well, they're just saying that. Those are just words that are coming out their mouth that I want to hear. That they're just telling me what I want to fucking hear. Well, that's my problem. I have a real fucking hard problem trusting anybody, because I've been fucked over so many times. But that's the thing with relationships. Like, what the fuck do you do? I mean, especially nowadays, they're, you know, everybody's connected to their phones. You know, anybody can send anybody a fucking message. So you never know what the fuck's going on. It's like, if we're going to be in a relationship, and, you know, I'm not this type of person, but give me your password, give me your contacts, and I'll do you the same. But I have a feeling that I will probably be alone for a long, long time. I mean, yeah, you know, there's always that fantasy of having a big wedding, you know, getting married and whatnot and everything, but I don't know. I don't think it's for me, honestly. Like, I'm going to be 30 next year, and I don't, you know, I have a son, and I honestly thought that me and his mom was going to, you know, have a long run, but that didn't work out because it was the same situation. I didn't trust her, you know, and I got accused of being on autopilot, but it's whatever. I'm not the romantic type, you know. If I want to do what I want to do, I'm going to do what I want to do. That's as simple as that. But I got told by this last relationship that I was in, I got told how'd it go? Hold on a minute. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, okay. I got told by this person, this woman, in my last relationship that I want to do the things that I want to do, but I want you to tell me that we're not going to do those things and we're going to do what you want to do. That was my interpretation of it. Those weren't the exact words, but that was the interpretation of it. I don't need that. I don't need that sort of crazy in my life. I don't need that, because I'm already fucking crazy. I'm already insane. But, you know, and also I'm an alcoholic now, which I've slowed down recently. That's another reason why I haven't done this podcast in a while, because I just have motivation. I've just been on a fucking drunken binge for God knows how long. And obviously the people that listen to this podcast and have seen the videos, you know, have, you know, seen that I'm a drunken mess. You know, I'm drinking beer right now, but I think I can handle beer. It's just the fucking liquor that fucking takes me down. But I don't know. Relationships are a bitch. I mean, there's this one girl that I used to have I still have a thing for her, and we used to hang out and mess around back in the day when we were younger. And, you know, we have each other added on Facebook. She's got two boys, you know, now. She's sober. She's doing well for herself. And, you know, I don't want to say that she's enthralled with me, but she is the woman that I could see myself being with, because she's not the type of person that would fucking try to change me, because I keep telling her all the time, because when we have conversations through Messenger or Snapchat, that it's not fair to her because I'm a fucking mess. I've got my demons. I don't have my shit together whatsoever. And why would I place that burden on someone else, especially someone who has their shit together, especially someone who is sober? Like, why would I do that? But she always likes to reply back saying, you know, you can't, that's not fair. You can't make that decision for me. It's like, I'm not trying to make a decision for you. I'm not trying to make that decision for you. I'm just saying that I'm a mess. I'm not trying to put that on you, even though I would love to be with you, because I guarantee we would probably be fucking happy if I had my shit together. And I honestly could trust this woman. I honestly could, just the way she is with me. That's the one woman I could probably trust. And if she does listen to this, I just want to say that you are the one woman I could trust, but I, right now, my shit is fucked up. I'm a mess. I don't want to put that fucking burden on you. And like you said, you know, you've always told me it's not fair to make that decision, you know, for her, but that's my decision. I don't want you to deal with my horse shit. Yeah, I don't want to put that on anybody, because I'm a fucking disaster, honestly. Holy hell. I've got so much shit going through my fucking head right now that I don't know where to start. Like I said, it's been forever since I've done a podcast. I've got so much shit going through my head that I don't know where to go with. Because, you know, I don't have an outline ever when I do these things. I just go off the fucking whim. I really do. But I have been seeing shit on Facebook every time I scroll through there, because as I'm recording this podcast right now, there recently was a shooting in Florida, a school shooting in Florida. Now, mind you, I've not fucking took myself down the rabbit hole and all this shit, but like I usually do with things. But I've been seeing people post things about, oh, fucking, you know, video games can cause this and blah, blah, blah. If you're a kid and you play violent video games and whatnot, you know, like they're wanting to point it at that. It's like, what the fuck? When I was a kid, when Columbine fucking happened, people wanted to blame Marilyn Manson. It's like, what the fuck? If you can't tell the difference between the real world and the virtual world, then you have mental illness. Like, if you can't play a video game in the video game and just go on with your life, if you can't do that, if you decide to play that video game and you're like, well, fuck, I'm killing these people on this game, I want to go out and kill other people. I want to steal cars and shit. I want to fucking run people over. If you can't not do that, if you can't fucking make yourself in that game and start real life, then that's a sign of mental illness. Like back when Columbine happened. Of course, granted, I was real young at the time it happened, but they wanted to blame Marilyn Manson's music just because of what the kids were listening to. Who gives a fuck what anybody is listening to? I mean, yeah, music has a great impact on people, but I hate to... It was just like back in the day when a kid killed himself and they tried to blame Ozzy Osbourne's song. Can't remember the fucking name now. Don't lynch me. Suicide Solution? I could be wrong. That might not be the fucking name, but, you know, wine is fine, but whiskey is quicker. Suicide is slow with liquor. Yeah, that's that song I'm talking about. They tried to blame Ozzy for that. It's like, how could you blame somebody who is, because when I write songs, I'm writing songs for my personal fucking life. I'm getting that out there. I'm getting that off my fucking chest. I'm purging. I'm, you know, getting that away from me. I'm getting all that negative shit away from me. Like, I really don't understand how, if someone fucking kills themselves or someone shoots a fucking school up or someone does some sadistic fucking thing, how they can blame it on video games or a fucking song or anything. Now, mind you, they don't ever fucking blame movies. Like, what's the fucking difference? I don't understand. I really don't understand. It all points back to, if you can't tell the difference between reality in the fake world, you know, i.e. fucking video games, music, which music ain't fake, but you know what I'm saying, and whatnot. If you can't fucking tell the difference between the two, if you can't live your life and enjoy playing video games, listening to music, and watching movies, then I don't know what to tell you. Because if you watch a movie and you decide that I'm going to go rob a fucking bank because these people in that movie robbed it and it seemed so easy, then that's your fucking problem. That is the environment that you were raised in. That was the parents doing. It comes back to video games. I let my son play video games. I let my son play Grand Theft Auto 5. Why? Because he gets a limited set time on playing it, and he understands the difference between that game and reality. He understands that that game is not real, that it's just fake. It's just like any fucking TV show that he watches. He understands that, and he's going to be 5. But I did my duty as a parent and explained it to him, and I set time limits when he's over here and he plays that game. He only gets a set time to play that game, and that's it, and it's done. Then he does other activities. So I know a lot of people that would be listening to this, if they do listen to this, will probably fucking come back at me and be like, how can you let your son play Grand Theft Auto 5? It's a fucking game. It's fake. I don't understand what anybody has a problem with that. Oh my God. I know he's 5 years old and he's playing this fucking game, but whoop-de-fucking-do. I was a young kid playing games and my parents fucking explained to me the difference. And I didn't shoot up no fucking school, shoot up no schools or anything like that. I didn't go out and rob anybody. I didn't run over fucking hookers or anything like that. There's not even hookers around here, for one, that I know of. But I just don't understand. It all goes back to mental illness. If you don't have something right going on in your fucking head and you decide that you want to fucking hurt somebody, kill somebody, then that is something that needs to be fucking addressed. There needs to be a more focus on mental illness. There needs to be more focused on the mental health facilities don't need to be fucking cut. That's one fucking thing. Because the people who have mental illness, I have mental illness, but not to the extent to where I want to go fucking out or want to go out and hurt people. I have mental illness to the point where I like to abuse myself with substances. Like, I drink, you know, and if I was capable of doing drugs, I would do drugs, but I have stopped myself from doing that because of the fucking place and the job I have. So there's all different kinds. And when a state cuts mental illness services, that is a fucking low blow to anybody. That is a low blow to society. I hate to say it, but it is. And everyone talks about gun control. Like, I don't own a gun, but I want to own a gun. Like, I really do. I just haven't gone to the steps of doing it. But there doesn't need to be gun control. There just needs to be better background checks. I don't know how you can go about that. I don't know the fucking steps. I don't know the ways. And I'm not going to go into it because I don't know what I'm talking about on that. But there needs to be something done with that aspect. because people who have lost their minds, who don't have a hold of reality, don't need to purchase guns. It's not a gun problem. It's a fucking people problem. That's what it is. I could go up to somebody right now and hit them in the head with a fucking board and kill them. Hit them with a fucking piece of wood. Hit them square in their fucking temple and kill them. What are we going to do? Ban fucking trees now? Ban wood? Like, that's the fucking thing. Like, yeah, someone doesn't need to fucking own a fucking assault rifle. You know, just some everyday citizen. They don't need to do that, but what I'm saying is it's not a gun problem. It's a fucking people problem. And until people decide that that's the argument, I'm at a loss for words for it. I mean, school shootings fucking happen like crazy nowadays. I mean, and the way they're plastered on social media, everybody's become numb to all that shit. You know, mass shootings, people getting run over. I mean, people getting run over by vehicles. Are we going to ban vehicles? Like, the argument is fucking ridiculous on this subject, and I'm not going to get into it. I just wanted to spit that fire. I just wanted to spit that fire for a second. I don't know. I mean, our world is a really fucked up world nowadays. And I mean, I worry about my son, even though he goes to a school in a small, real small town, but you never know. You never know that someone just goes, what if a teacher goes off their gourd and fucking just decides, I'm crazy today. I want to fucking kill everybody. Like, what the fuck do you do? I don't know. Life happens and you just roll with the punches. That's pretty much what it is. And I don't know. I really don't know how you can prevent a lot of things. It just, no. It dumbfounds me sometimes. Like the place I work at, there's doors you can get in fucking easy as hell. I mean, you don't even have to fucking show put your ID up to it. It's like, so anybody could just go up there with the gun and just like pop, 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 pop. But we're in a small town. No one thinks like that. I don't know. I don't have an answer to it. I'm just, like I said, I'm spitting fire. I'm spitting fire. I'm just fucking talking off the fucking head, man. I don't know what we're going to do. This world is a fucked up place that we live in nowadays. 2018, I don't know. What are we going to do? I don't know. Send me some comments. Send me some messages on that. Fucking talk about it.
Oh, man.
Let's get on something else. Man, I've been struggling lately. Struggling to fucking go to work. I mean, don't get me wrong. The place I work at is great. You know, I mean, it's a great company, but it's just the department I'm in. I would feel this way with any place I worked at, I think. I don't know. There's more to life than fucking going to some place and working for. I mean, yeah, granted, I work 10 hours a fucking night and I make, well, fucking about 13 bucks an hour. Granted, that's all right compared to fucking people who are making minimum wage, but then again, it's not all right because I'm still living paycheck to paycheck. Like, and sometimes I don't make it that far. Sometimes I gotta fucking figure out, I gotta pull a MacGyver out of my ass and be like, well, how am I gonna fucking acquire gas? How am I gonna fucking do this? You know, and I've been really struggling going to work. I've been trying to figure out alternatives online and whatnot. And like, it'd be awesome if I made money off my podcast, if I made money off music, but I'm not. And then again, though, I'm not putting the fucking full effort I should be into doing the podcast and doing music like I should, you know, to make money. And I'm not doing it just to make, like, I don't want to do it just to make money, but it would be awesome to make a fucking comfortable living off just being at home and talking to you guys, or being at home putting a song together and fucking putting it out there. And not have to go to a fucking place where you just feel miserable and you don't want to be in, people are in bad moods all the fucking time and it just sets you off and people are fucking dumbasses. Like, I don't understand why. That could be a whole nother podcast. Like, I'm not going to get into that, but it's just, there's more to life than fucking giving your time to a company, because you can't get time back. You can't get that back. You cannot. No matter how hard you try, you can't get it back. Like, you work and you work and you save up for a fucking vacation. What do you do on that vacation? You blow all that money getting fucked up. Then when that vacation is over, you go back to work. What the fuck is that? Is that what we do? Is that what we do nowadays? I mean, honestly, I mean, and they give you fucking time to take off. They give you personal days. They give you sick days. And they get fucking pissed off when you call in. Like, then why do you give it to people? Why do you give it to your employees if you get fucking mad that they go ahead and they fucking use that time? Granted, I used all my time up. And I just, and it's the beginning of the year pretty much. Like, it's just because I'm just a body. I'm just a fucking body that operates a fucking machine. I don't know. I'm just a body. That's all that goes through my head when I go into that place. I'm just a body. If I'm not here, then everything's fucked up. Then you gotta scrounge around and find someone else who could possibly do it, who doesn't do that the job that I do all the time, so they don't know what to fucking do, you know. I don't know, and it just becomes a mess. There's more to life than that, but that's what we're programmed to think. You work a job, you work all your life, you save money, try to save money, and what you get to the age of 65 or fucking 67, and you retire. You're already at that age and you've already ruined your fucking body from fucking doing the job. You can't enjoy life. So what the fuck is that? I don't understand. That's not right. That's not how you treat people. There should be some type of fucking universal income that everybody gets, you know, and that to where they can work on their dreams. Because if you work 8 to 10 hours at a fucking job, you don't want to come home and work on your passion. You don't want to work on your dreams. You're fucking tired. You want to, you know, if you got kids and you got a significant other, you know, you got all that shit to deal with. Like, you don't fucking work on yourself. All you do is go to work, come home, you're fucking tired, and whatever you got to do at home, you got to do, and you go to bed, you wake up, you go back to work, and it's just a fucking endless goddamn cycle. It's just fucking stupid how we as a society have set ourselves up for this. We've set ourselves up in a routine that does this. And no one's fucking happy. I mean, the only fucking people that are happy are people like, well, fucking Joe Rogan that does a podcast, does comedy, or fucking, you know, all the famous fucking people that they work, but they don't work like any of us. They don't work and break our fucking backs like we do. We break our fucking backs every goddamn day and we come home and we're fucking tired. We're tired of the bullshit that we deal with at work. We're tired of the bullshit attitudes. We're tired of the fucking people that fucking look at us like we're fucking peasants. And we're tired of the fucking the politics. We're tired of the fucking drama. Like, just let me do my job. Just let me go home. Leave me the fuck alone. I don't know. I have a lot to say about that, but I'm not going to go into it. You know, I've already said enough. Hell, I could put my fucking job in jeopardy. Who knows? But that's my honest opinion. You know, and you work at a place that you can't smoke weed, but you can get drunk. You can get fucking horribly fucking drunk on your days off, and no one gives a shit. Like, I'm fucking battling alcohol. You know, I'm battling alcohol right now. I'm an alcoholic. Does anyone give a fuck? Fuck no. But let me tell you what, if I was to fucking light up a joint and smoke it, oh my God, people would come out the fucking woodwork and fucking be like, oh, you can't do that. That's illegal. Like, suck a dick. Like, it's fucking way more safe than alcohol. Alcohol is fucking horrible for you. And the only reason why I drink alcohol is because it's fucking legal. And it fucking pisses me off. It pisses me off that I have to fucking poison myself like that just because I want to fucking escape the fucking reality of fucking everything I got to do in life. I come home and I fucking numb myself because I'm so fucking tired of fucking having to deal with bullshit all the time. I can't work on my dreams. I can't work on anything. I can't fucking put time in with my son. I can't fucking do any of that. I have no motivation to do anything, and it fucking irritates me to all hell. That's why I fucking numb myself. That's why I fucking drink. But God forbid you light up a fucking joint, people will be like, oh, you're a fucking druggie. You're a pothead. Dude, fucking dare. Like, oh my God, you're fucking retarded. And I hate to use that term, and I don't mean that as mentally challenged, but you're fucking retarded. You're dumb. That's what my interpretation of retarded is. You're fucking dumb. You're ignorant in the fucking head. Mentally challenged people, people who have Down syndrome or anything like that, they're actually smart because they figure out things that they can do real well. But God forbid I light up a fucking joint and everyone comes out the fucking cracks and they're just like, oh, what the fuck? You can't do that. I got demoted because of that fucking reason from a previous position. Fucking makes me so goddamn mad. It's the safest thing you can do in life. Smoke weed. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing at all. Smoking cigarettes is legal. That fucking is so horrible for you. Drinking alcohol is legal. That's so fucking horrible for you. If I got behind the wheel drunk as fuck, I don't know where the fuck I'm at. I don't know if I'm in the right fucking town. I don't know if I'm on the right side of the fucking road. But if I was to smoke a joint, get stoned, I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to drive down that road real slow. And I'm going to take it easy. And I'm going to fucking be cautious. I'm going to be safe. Like, that could be another podcast fucking. That could be a whole nother podcast discussing that. I just, that fucking irritates me all to hell. And the only reason, the number one reason nowadays why fucking weed is legal is because of the pharmaceutical companies. Because it is a medicine, and if that was legal, the fucking pharmaceutical companies would be out of fucking business. Just like that. I mean, it just dumbfounds me. It really does. I would never understand it. And I don't mean to be fucking negative. I really don't. Hear that sound? I'm lighting up a cigarette. Cause I can't fucking do anything fucking healthy wise. But yeah, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm not trying to be a fucking Debbie Downer on this fucking podcast. But God damn, I don't know where the world's going to. I'm kind of scared. I'm kind of scared what these next, well, let's say fucking 6-7 years fucking bring us. I mean, I'm excited technology wise. I'm excited for that, you know, for what that brings us. But I'm not excited where society is going. I'm not excited where, you know, everyone's fucking morals are going. I'm not. Technology is kind of scaring me too because, I mean, everyone's plugged in. Everyone's on their fucking phones. No one's engaging in conversations. No one is engaging in anything except, how many likes do I got? Oh my God. They fucking said this on my fucking page. They said this on my photo. Oh my God. Like, shut the fuck up. God damn. Who gives a shit? I mean, granted that I love social media for the fact that I can do this and I can share this podcast and, you know, my music and whatnot. Like, that's a fucking great tool for that, but it's not a great tool for fucking idiot fucking inbred motherfuckers to get on there and be like, oh, fucking Jeffro fucking told me that this was this and that was that, and I'm just fucking irate, or fucking some goddamn white chick who thinks she's black going off the rails. Oh my God, or some whore fucking wanting attention, or some fucking idiot saying, well, I just had a Coke today. Like, who gives a fuck, dumbass? No one cares. No one fucking gives two shits. Two shits. No one gives. But other than that, I don't know really where to go anymore regarding fucking society. All I know is fucking be kind to people. Be nice to people. Fucking have empathy. Don't fucking belittle people. Don't downgrade them. Join everybody. I'm going to leave you with that. There will be more podcasts coming soon. This has been the Deluded and Dazed Podcast, number 10. Thanks for listening. And I'm going to end it with the full track of that remix, House of the Rising Sun by Mad Rod. So take it easy, guys. Take care, everyone that you come across. Be peaceful to everybody. See ya.
In New Orleans.